Long ago, when things were different than they are today, dogs and people did not live with one another. The dogs lived at the edge of the forest and the people lived in their own camp. But the people watched the dogs. They saw that the dogs were like them. They saw how the dogs took care of one another, how they hunted and shared in the kill. They saw how the dogs were loyal and brave and even playful. And they said to themselves, "We will invite the dogs to live with us." When they asked the dogs, this is what they said. "Dogs, you may sleep by our fires, you may have the best scraps from our meals. And in return, we would ask that you help us, that you guard our camp, that you pull our sleds in the wintertime." The dogs were pleased. They were happy to leave the edge of the forest, especially on the cold, wet nights. "But," said the people, "you are dogs and we are people. We must never forget that. Do not think that because you sleep by our fires and eat our food that you are like us. We were not made the same way. You must be dogs and we must be people." The dogs said. And so it began. But secretly, when the dogs met far at the edge of the camp, they laughed at the thought of wanting to be like the people.
"Oh, why would we want to be like them?" said a great black dog. "They can't smell anything."
"Oh, I know," said another. "And they can't hear a thing. And they walk around on only 2 feet. Yip, 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 yip." But then one dog stepped forward. One dog with a mischievous grin, a curious face, a curling tail, one ear that stood up and the other that fell down. "But," said the dog, "they can dance."
"Oh, what? What? What did you say? Don't talk about that. Don't talk about that. You know that we aren't supposed to do that," said the big black dog. "You know we can't be like the people." And they scattered, every single one of them, trying to imagine they had not heard what that dog with the curling tail said. But that night, the humans danced and made music. They danced around the fire. The dogs couldn't stand it. All of them wished they knew what it felt like to be able to dance. That night, their feet even started to twitch in their sleep. And at last, they agreed to break their promise. They grabbed a stick, still burning from the fire, and they ran with it out deep, deep into the forest to a clearing. They made themselves a fire, and they stood at the edge of the clearing, each wondering, each waiting to see who would dance first, which would be the dog that would break the promise first. When at last it was that same dog with the curling tail. "All right, I'll try." He stepped into the circle. He pushed himself up, up, up against a tree so he was standing, balancing on his back legs. He hopped to the left, he hopped to the right, and then, oof, he fell down into the dust. Another dog came running out. "Ooh, I'll help you." And together they pushed against one another until they were both standing on their back legs, their paws on each other's shoulders. They hopped this way, they hopped that way. Their tongues hung out and they laughed. "Look at us. Ooh, we're dancing," they said. "We're dancing." A few other dogs decided they would join in. Soon they were hopping to the left and to the right. But that big black dog let out a growl. "Look at you. You don't look like the humans. That's not how they dance. They don't have tails dragging down in the dust. You look ridiculous. You should be ashamed of yourselves, dogs." The dogs dropped down on all fours. But then that dog with the curling tail had an idea. He reached behind him and with a pop, he pulled off his tail. He walked over to the nearest tree and hung it up on a low branch. "There," he said, "now my tail won't drag in the dirt." All around came the pop, pop, pop of dogs popping off their tails. Soon the trees were decorated with them. Red tails, black tails, curling tails, shaggy tails, skinny tails, short tails, long tails, and the dogs were dancing away. Some of the dogs sang, "Ow, woo, woo," and others beat the ground with their feet, drumming away just like the humans did. They danced and they danced and they were having such a good time that they forgot to be careful. They forgot to worry about the humans until at last there came a huge bark. Oh, woo, 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 woo. They dropped to all fours
and they could hear voices. They could hear the humans coming through the woods, coming to see what was making that terrible racket.
Run! But before they could, they remembered our tails.
Every dog snatched its tail down from the tree, popped it back into place, and scattered just as the humans arrived. The dogs raced through the night, back to their homes. They curled up at the edge of the fire and pretended to be asleep. But when they awoke the next morning, they noticed something strange. When they wagged their tails, something was different. Something did not feel right. The dog with the curling tail looked behind him and his curling tail was gone. His curling tail had turned into a long, straight, shaggy tail.
Oh, that's not my tail, he said.
Every single one of the dogs looked at its tail, and everyone had taken the wrong tail. And that is why, to this very day, when dogs meet one another, they do not shake hands. They do not lick each other on the cheek. No, instead, they sniff each other's tails, still searching for the one they lost so long ago.